Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So I was telling you about that very, very, I think, awful prank. I don't see anything clever about it. I don't think anything funny in it. It's this prank where, if you've just joined us, where, I don't know, it's on. You see the kids doing it either on TikTok or on Instagram, and they send their mom or they send a parent a video ostensibly from the house and say there's an intruder in the house, and AI has generated an image of an intruder into their room or into the living room or whatever it would be. And it's obviously to me, I think it is awful. I think that is a crime, not a prank. But the real question as well is, how far is this AI, how far is it going to go? I'm finding it particularly irritating at the moment when you're watching something and it takes a few seconds to realize that it's actually not real. It's just an unbelievable waste of time. And I actually think that it's going to place TikTok and Instagram in danger, because it just becomes too annoying to scroll and to see what's happening there. But let's rather speak to the expert. My guest is Dr. Wei Tse-Lung from the UJ's Academy of Computer Science and Software Engineering. A very good morning. Thank you for joining us. These trends that the teens are using, generating fake home intruder shots, why have they become so popular, do you think?
Good morning, Howard, and to your listeners. Well, to be honest, I think it's perhaps a novelty at this point, because you may remember or have noted that Google recently came out with an update to their video and image generation tools. And everyone's really jumped on board just to try it out and test it out. But we also know that even in the absence of AI tools, you've got very young minds, very impressionable minds that just want to try all sorts of pranks, and they think it's funny. And perhaps we are too old, Howard, but you're right. I also find that it's absolutely irritating. I don't see what's funny about it, but it seems that's where some of the generation is going.
Yeah. So the question is, imagine it's about two things. One is about behavior of our youngsters and educating them that something like this is to be used with respect and care, because there are other people there that could be quite badly hurt by it. But the other issue is these AI trends. Do you think it's because it's novel and new, and then hopefully it'll peter out? Or can we expect to see more and more of these fake videos and images?
Well, Howard, I think personally, I think we're going to see more and more. It's going to be absolutely, the internet is going to be saturated with them, because, you know, everyone wants to give it a try. I think even you might be tempted to say, you know what, I would like to see what can be done with it. Mm. But perhaps you and I, we just want to see it because we're curious. I'm afraid that, you know, besides young teens, we've got bad actors, you know, scammers and so on, that have been taking advantage and using this to you know, make money off and profit off other people's suffering and misery. So I think it speaks more to the first point you made, which is, where are we as a society really going, and are we okay with, you know, just saying, oh yeah, it's just kids being kids, or that's just the reality, people are going to abuse this technology for their own gains or for the laughs.
If it does damage, as I was suggesting earlier, to the platform itself, because if it becomes too irritating to be on Instagram because you don't know what's real or not real, is there a way that the platforms can police this to make sure that people are very, very clear on what is AI generated?
Well, I think people will struggle to do that. In a less exciting note, let me put it this way.
Yes.
And I'm sure you've read in academia with research papers, we have told people don't use AI to generate your research papers, but we are seeing an alarmingly high number of submissions that have been made by AI. You know, one random scientist will just go, oh, you know, I need to publish, so let me quickly go pop over to ChatGPT, type in a prompt, 15 minutes later, without even checking, submit that, and somehow that gets published. So we're seeing more of that, and I don't see that being any different in this space. There might be platforms going, oh, we discourage it. But then so what? It's a cat and mouse game. I think it's very difficult to police such content, because how do you know that it's fake or not? Now, on the other hand, we can have the technology companies themselves that produce this say they will look into watermarking the content in a way that, you know, the platform, say TikTok, will go, I can see that watermark, I know this is AI generated, and I will flag it as this is definitely AI generated. But I'm more worried about how it can be used for more malicious purposes, as, you know, well, pranking your parents, haha, fun, but, you know, being used in fake news or controlling the narrative in a very damaging way, that is, to be honest, my bigger concern.
It really can be, because you can catch somebody unsuspecting very easily if their eyes and their brain is seeing an image of somebody talking to them or on a video that is very, very hard to tell. And I would imagine that as things progress, it's going to become more and more difficult. Right now, there's still little ways in which you can separate the fake from the real. But I can't imagine it's going to take very long before we won't be able to do that.
Absolutely. But as you mentioned, with the prank calls, it is photographs or its scenery from your very home. So how you would say, well, but that's my house, that's my bedroom. It cannot be fake, it must be real. There's a stranger in my child's house, and my child foolishly let them in. And it's absolute, you know, it's also about teaching people, please use AI responsibly. But then it's almost like a gentleman's agreement. I expect you to behave, but will you? And I don't think society is really geared towards that.
Very, very interesting. And at this stage, it doesn't seem as though there's a very clear answer as to how to manage this, other than education.